There are two certainties. The one is that we will die. The second is it's uncertain when we will die, or even how we will die. So whoever's born is sure to die. Even the holy beings. If you look at all the great beings of the past, for instance, Buddha, Longchenpa, Jigmelimpa, even His Holiness Lama Achuk Rinpoche, Jesus. Look at all the past incredible benefactors of sentient beings. They too left this world. Physically, they passed away, sometimes at a younger age, sometimes at an older age. People are young. They think they've got a lot of time. I think I will live to a long age or an old age. The reality is every day our life is getting shorter and we don't know when it's going to come to an end. People make all sorts of plans, what they're going to do until their retirement age or sometime in the future. And then they die, really, they pass away. Still involved in their plans, not doing positive activities, involved in all sorts of negativities, increasing their negative karma. People think that it's going to have another 30, 40 years, but really, the next year, the next month, the next week, their life could be in danger. And the causes of death really are many. It could be due to natural disasters, for instance, earthquakes, floods, tsunamis. Maybe there's a pandemic. We could go out to eat something. We don't know that we have a terrible reaction to some kind of food, an anaphylactic reaction. We eat something and then pass away that day. We have great danger to our life. Maybe we do know about the fact that we have a terrible reaction to some kind of food, but somebody didn't realize that it was in there. We didn't realize and we eat it by mistake. Somebody could choke on their food. We could be going out, just driving our car innocently. We get hijacked. Look at what happens in South Africa. Sometimes they take the car, sometimes they take your life as well. Maybe a robbery. Sitting there enjoying having your meal with friends, alone at home, suddenly 6-8 people walk in with firearms. Sometimes they have a good day, they just steal everything. Sometimes they murder people, just take a life. It could happen. You might not have hurt or made anybody upset, just that you have possessions and they want your possessions and at the same time they take your life. You hear of people going, friends going on a motorbike ride. The next minute on Facebook, there's a message. Oh, there's been some bad news. A friend of ours has just passed away. He went for a bike ride, had an accident. Maybe we go for a run. You hear of people 30, 40 years old going for a run, very healthy, just drop dead on the road, have a heart attack. Maybe you have a car accident. Maybe it's our mistake. Maybe it's not. Maybe somebody else makes a mistake, an innocent mistake. Sometimes maybe somebody's been drinking, maybe there's drugs involved. You can't control everybody else. And then suddenly, that's the end. It can be so many things that could happen due to our habits, drinking, drugs, different sports, living life recklessly. Maybe even suicide. People could seem to be very happy, but then suddenly something happens. Something that they're really attached to gets taken away. Maybe a relationship, maybe their stock market shares. Who knows? Suddenly they're committing suicide. The causes of death are really, really very, very many. And they can happen very suddenly, very unexpectedly. Just like if we light the butter lamp, the butter lamp is burning. Suddenly a gust of wind comes and phew, that's it. The butter lamp goes out. That's how quickly our life could be snuffed out. We breathe out, we don't breathe in again. That's the end. Also the same, this butter lamp that we light, it's got so much oil in it. As soon as that oil is burnt up, the flame will go out. This life of ours as well, as soon as it. The life force is gone. The time is up. The time is up. And when we go, where are we going next? We really don't know what's going to come next. Tomorrow or death. Our next life. And what's going to affect our next life is how we lived our life. All the positive things we did, all the negative things we did. That's the problem when we don't think about the uncertainty of life. People think that they'll do positive deeds later, create positive karma later. Let me first, while I'm young, satisfy all my desires, chase all after all my material concerns. And while they do this, they create all sorts of negative karma. And then they don't get the chance to do the positive deeds. Before they get the chance to transform their mind and to create positive karma, the uncertainty of the time of death arrives. Life, we only have a few decades. And in those decades, those few decades, how much time do we have to practice? You think of a normal, ordinary day person's life. They wake up, then they go to work. So you have to prepare for work. This takes maybe an hour. And then with meals as well. So we say we have 2, maybe 3 hours for meals. And preparing those meals. So that's 4 hours of our day. And then traveling to work is maybe 45 minutes there, 45 minutes back. This is not unusual for a lot of people. So that's an extra hour and a half. That's 5.5 hours. Sleep for 7.5 hours, let's say, on average. So that's 13 hours already used up. At work for 8 hours, that's not unusual. Many people work 10, 12, 14 hours. 8 hours, that's 21 hours. 3 hours left. Then you must still spend time with your family, your friends, communicating with your friends, doing your daily chores that you have to do, separate from work. Maybe that takes an hour, 2 hours. You left for 1 hour to practice. It really isn't a lot of time to practice. It's very important to contemplate the uncertainty of the circumstances and the time of death. When we contemplate this, it also, again, creates more emphasis on doing what we think is meaningful in this life, what is important. If we don't, where are we going in our next life? Do we have any idea? Some people say, next life, I'm going to be this or I'm going to be that. I'm going to have this kind of next life. This sounds wonderful, but have you created the causes for having this next life? If you haven't, how do you expect to have this next life? Nothing happens without causes. Really contemplate the uncertainty of the circumstances and the timing of death so that it thoroughly transforms or turns one's mind towards the Dharma, that one engages in transforming one's own mind and benefiting others.